Stacy McAllister. I'm from Wright County, Missouri. I farm about 220 acres, 13 miles north of Mountain Grove. We milk around 150 cows out on the farm and usually run about 70 to 100 head of heifers.
You were part of a panel discussion here at the Heart of America Dairy Expo that was pointing out things to improve your bottom line, how to work with the tight economic situation. You have a pretty interesting situation yourself. What is it that you do?
Well, this summer when the drought was so severe and forages and feeds was hard to find and the price of corn was so high, I tried to look outside the box a little bit, and we found some organic waste out of St. Louis, which was going to a landfill, and basically it was produce that was prepped for human use, and like the ends of corn and the shucks and maybe corn that didn't quite look good enough to go in a package. Instead of going to a landfill, we took a truck up there and had them loaded it in, and I brought it home and fed it to my cows.
How did it work out for you?
It worked real well. It was really new to the produce company in St. Louis, and there was a big learning curve. We finally got it lined out, and I did get enough produce to get through most of the drought till we finally got a little bit of fall pasture. That was probably the hardest part, was trying to get them to understand that a dairy farmer needs it on a regular basis at a regular time, and they had some issues there. But it saved them money because they wasn't having to pay landfill fees. It kept the landfills from being filled up quite as fast. And we had it all tested to make sure it was safe for the cows, you know, it being a fresh produce like that. And actually, it worked wonderful. I actually come up on production during that time, which, you know, when you're having 100-degree plus heat and no rain, I was very impressed.
Interesting. You said you had to have it checked out, have it thoroughly tested to make sure it was okay for mm-hmm. your dairy cows. What could go wrong?
Well, we didn't know if there would be any kind of, being so fresh, if there might be a bacteria or anything like that grow into it. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, everything was safe, you know, and wouldn't harm my cows any at all. So we had it all tested and had a vet analyze it, and even we talked to the state vet about it to make sure that it was all safe for consumption.
After all was said and done, Stacy, how do you think you came out on this versus going with regular feed, which was hard to come by?
Oh, it was awesome for me because basically we had just a little bit more than the haul bill in it. And like I said, it saved them a lot of money from taking it to the landfill. It was a lot of work, to be honest, you know, to make the deal happen and to really work with them and to get the trucking lined out and stuff like that. But I think as a whole, you know, maybe we ought to be looking at more ideas like that, because it costs so much now to, you know, to plant feed, and we're facing weather-related issues, and fertilizer costs are astronomical. So if there's any way that, you know, even if it's just 10% of your cow's diet, it's going to be a savings. So I have my eyes open all over the state and even close to surrounding states for other added value products like that.
During the panel discussion, you said it's probably a good idea to perhaps develop a contractual agreement with people that you're doing this with.
Yeah, that's the only trouble I've had. The group I was working with out of St. Louis that does this, they was looking for some grants and stuff to kind of help them with any costs that come from it, you know, from having to change employees around to where they was dumping it and stuff like that. And so there at the last, they wanted to kind of back off and get their stuff going. And so if I would have had it under contract and maybe went in there and got it all locked up, I would still be using it right now. But we're still working with them and trying to get it and to see if we can make all the arrangements to make it happen. But I would give anybody the sound advice, if you do find something and it's working for you, to immediately try to get in there and get it under contract for a year or two so both sides are covered.
I looked on the map. There's some miles between you and St. Louis. How did you haul this?
We actually found a company up in St. Louis that has end dumps, and for them it was perfect because I'm only like 2.5 hours away, so they could load it, have a driver here, and he could be back home that evening. So they really liked that, and plus it was enough mileage that it justified the truck being there, and it was still cheaper for me to do that than to buy, you know, a commercial feed. But, you know, where we're at and located and where the ethanol factories and where distillers grains and the other byproducts are, it's about the same distance. So, you know, the trucking was probably the same if I'd have been buying, quote-unquote, a conventional commodity.
What are we talking about for tonnage?
Oh, I on a on an as-is, it was probably 35 to 40 bucks at times. Now, it was high moisture, so, you know, if you put it on a dry matter, it's still going to be about half the cost of what, say, soybean hulls or something like that would have been. So it saved me about half. And it I actually had it tested, and it tested really well on protein and digestibility and some the energy requirements that dairy cattle need.
And how many tons did you go through on this?
Oh, I was getting they had quite a bit of tonnage up there, and they was just, like I said, more or less experimenting with me to see if they could get it out. And at peak, I was probably going through two semi-loads a week, so, you know, 50 ton. So it was quite a bit of usage.